Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, government to begin review of licensing regime for privately owned children's homes and places of safety. All this and more, so stay with us. The government, in this financial year, will begin a review of the licensing regime for privately operated children's homes and places of safety. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna made the announcement during her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Minister Hanna says the aim of the exercise is to ensure that all entities licensed to operate as children's homes and places of safety not only have the physical facilities, but also fit and proper staff with the requisite training and experience to offer the new standards of care.
We will insist that these licensees present credible business plans to sustain the required levels of service that we expect. This is also part of our program to improve the management of the facilities and enhance services to our children. Mr. Speaker, we cannot and must not leave it to chance.
Additionally, a new case management system will be rolled out this year for children who come in contact with the justice system. Minister Hanna says budgetary resources have been identified to begin rollout of the system, which will be implemented over 3 years in phases. She notes that the new management tool will make it possible to track a child from entry into the system until he or she leaves. It will also allow for the seamless sharing of information between the Child Development Agency and other child-serving entities, such as the Office of the Children's Registry, Office of the Children's Advocate, Center for the Investigation of Sexual Offences and Child Abuse, and the Children's Court.
It will streamline the management of the intake process at all facilities, including referral screening for any behavioural challenges. This is to assist our approach to placement management, by ensuring that when we match children, we match them to the best placement alternatives. It will also improve our client information management, ensuring that at a moment's notice, we can locate the child's medical and academic records.
Other benefits of the case management system include service delivery monitoring, court processing, and caseload management. It is anticipated that the system would lead to significant improvements in the operations of residential care institutions in the short term, and that children will be beneficiaries of better controls through standardized service. The National Library, in an effort to maximize use of its resources, will implement an alternative to the current library management system. The new system, called WorldCat Local, will place the catalog of the library's holdings into a global library catalog that is discoverable through popular search engines such as Google, Yahoo, and Bing. In addition, the National Library of Jamaica Digital Collection, NLJ Digital, will be launched in recognition of the public's preferred mode of accessing information.
And it will create a digitized encyclopedia of Jamaica for local and global references. This digital encyclopedia includes materials from the library's paper and photograph collection that have been digitized. And it also includes a full text 18th and 19th century Jamaican books already digitized by Google.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna. To access NLJ Digital, visit nlj.gov.jm. And the Linstead to Monique segment of Highway 2000 is expected to be completed in July and open to the public August this year. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the completion of this leg of the highway will eliminate delays caused by traveling on Mount Rosa. He says two other sections of the highway are expected to be completed by 2016.
Work is progressing apace on section 1 of the highway, ferry to Linstead, and section 3, Monique to Ocho Rios, which will meet the North Coast Highway just west of Guns River. The target date of completion for those two sections is 2016.
Dr. Davies was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament last Wednesday, May 14. The completed Highway 2000 will provide commuters with a modern road network while reducing travel time. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.